Hi, you're watching Sipping Off the Cuff on Tequila Aficionado Media, all of our platforms. I'm Mike Morales here in our mobile command center in St. Petersburg, Florida. And that young man over there with the really cool t-shirt is...
Rick Levy in San Diego, California.
Smile again, Rick, because it looks like that's... Is that your x-ray? Is that the x-ray you kind of colored in? How are you, Rick? How's it hanging, man?
Pretty good. Been really busy over our hiatus.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got a few of these in the can, and then those will be released. But you and I really haven't seen each other since the El Cholo, the tequila event, yeah. which was really amazing. We did the write-up on that and videos and pictures. I tell you what, next year when we do this, we're having a staff of our own because we were really caught unaware. That was a huge event for all of us, you know, and we had a great time. I think everybody that met you was just, you know, you had them like 10 deep in your, around your table. It was fun. We had a great time. Speaking of which, one of the folks that came with us on the tour, the gentleman who's importing Mandala, Humberto Ibarra and Glass Bottom, was really nice enough. While we were interviewing him, he pulls out this new tequila and he says, "I'm thinking of carrying this. What do you think?" And I said, "Well, I think that we need to have it for sipping off the cuff. And this is what we're tasting tonight. It's called La Tarea.
La Tarea.
And these are liter bottles that we're looking at. Now, you said something interesting to me off camera yesterday. You said that you were doing some price investigation on La Tarea. And what was it that you found? Did you find, was it the 750 bottles that were listed at a certain price? What was the pricing in California?
Well, no, it's 1 liter bottles. And I found it online at High Time. And I don't have the 1 liter price right in front of me. But the way I compare everything is at, you know, the equivalent of a 750 price.
Right.
And so, you know, this bottle, if it were a 750, the regular price would be around $22.50, but High Time had it for $16.50. So that actually is going to translate to, I don't know, maybe the regular price was like $30 and the sale price was like $22 or something like that. But, you know, that, if it is a, you know, if it's a good tequila, that represents a really deep, extreme value.
Well, you know, considering that right now we're in an agave crisis and shortage, and of course these tequilas, you know, they come online after they've been, you know, they've been prepped for 2, 3, 4 years. I'm hoping they'll be able to keep their price where it's at because it was really very impressive. Now, I know that we tasted it briefly with Humberto, but it's been such a long time. It was like late last fall that, and we've been on the road since then. So I'm not even real sure how that, you know, what the actual comparison was. And so this is kind of neat because we're both going to try this again for the first time, literally off the cuff. So I got to tell you, though, I am like, now, let me tell you about the name, okay? When we were growing up as kids, my folks would say, "Ya hiciste la tarea? Did you do your homework?" Because tarea, la tarea means homework or task. Now, as I remember Humberto saying from Glass Bottom, that the reason this is called la tarea is because when it comes down to harvesting the agave, the foreman of the crew that goes out to harvest these, or the jimadores, says, "Okay, your tarea, your task is these many rows." And then the other, you know, depending on how many people in the crew, they get this field, they get those rows, they get, you know, so they know what their task is. And so that's what this tequila is named after. It's literally taking you to task. So I'm kind of anxious to give this one a shot. This is, you know, like I say, they're just starting to come on on their social media. I think you can find them. You can follow them on Instagram. I believe they also have a Facebook as well. So anyway, did you find anything online about these guys? Because we weren't given anything other than that and where the feels come from, you know?
Yeah. So this is from NOM 1424, Destiladora de Agave Azul. And that is in San Juanito de Escobedo, which is sort of on the opposite side of the Tequila Volcano from, say, El Arenal. And so, like, if...
So it's like really on the other side, kind of, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, if tequila is at about 12 o'clock compared to the volcano, then San Juanito de Escobedo will be maybe, like, around 7 or 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So it's it's like due south of Magdalena. So if you're like over at Magdalena and you go straight south, you'd hit this area.
So this is a 48.
They say that the agaves that they grow there, you know, they're considered lowlands agaves, but they're not characteristic of your, you know, standard lowlands from the Tequila Valley. They say they're more sweet, like the Highlands agaves, without that same kind of big citrus, you know, kind of tartness or kick that you get in the lowlands.
Well, so I guess what that means is that it's got its own microclimate, and chances are the agave that grows there is more stressed.
On an incline and gets a lot of drainage. Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know about you, but I'm going to try this in the Jarrito glass stuff. Wow. What do you think, Brand of Promise?
Absolutely.
Not just for Blanco, but I think you hit it the nail on the head. I think this is a great value tequila. People always looking for value. You know, the bottle's not fancy, but you can see what you're getting. It's pristine. And check it out. I don't know if you can see that, but let me do that again. Bubbles. We have lingering bubbles, ladies and gentlemen. You don't see that in a value tequila.
Yeah.
That's really gorgeous stuff, man.
It is 40 proof. It's not a high proof. Standard proof.
So
it is puro. It's 100% agave.
Right here on the label. I think everybody's tarea, everybody's task is to go out and find this tequila.
Yeah.
It'll take you to task. You'll be really surprised. Don't, again, how many times have we said this, Rick? Don't judge the tequila by the bottle. I mean, if we've learned anything from the master himself, Felipe Camarena, you're not in the business of making beautiful bottles. You're in the business of making beautiful tequila. So
that's right.
I'm really impressed, man. This is great stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Brand of Promise nominee in the Blanco value.
It's great to have something from one of the lesser known distilleries as well. You know, they only have a small handful of brands, maybe four brands coming out of there.
Well, and that's what you look for, Rick. I mean, you know, at this point, you're not looking for the big brands that make or a maquiladora that makes a ton of these. You're looking for the smaller ones that they concentrate on only a handful of brands, because that's where the quality is. You're going to be looking for quality, and right now, this is it right there. La Tarea. That's our take on La Tarea. I'm Mike Morales here in St. Petersburg, Florida, in the Mobile Command Center, and that man over there is
Rick Levy in San Diego.
You've been watching Sipping Off the Cuff. If you're watching us on YouTube, please subscribe down below. You can listen to us on all of our other platforms, including Blog Talk Radio. But whatever you do, tomar sabiamente.
Sip wisely.
I'm Mike Morales. I'm CEO of Tequila Aficionado Media. And I just wanted to thank you for watching Sipping Off the Cuff. We love doing these reviews for you. Now, if you're an agave spirits brand owner and you're watching this, there are three things that I'd like to talk to you about. Number one, if you'd like us to review your agave spirit on Sipping Off the Cuff, just send me an email, mike@tequilaaficionado.com. It won't cost you a dime, and I promise you'll get an honest review. Number two, if your brand has been nominated, past or present, as a brand of promise, we can help you promote your brand effectively and affordably over on the tequila PR side of things. Just email me, mike@tequilapr.com. And number three, if your brand has ever been a Brand of Promise nominee or a winner, you automatically qualify with us or to go with us on our next promotional tequila tour. So shoot me an email, tours@tequilaaficionado.com, and I'll send you all the details on our upcoming tequila tour. That's it. Thanks again for watching. Sip wisely.